Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuning in to Men Away Madness with your host, Nicholas Bradshaw.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 12, The Art of Forgiveness, Healing Ourselves and Others. This is an amazing topic, and as soon as the idea came to me, I was filled with so many ideas and understandings about forgiveness and its role in our relationships, as well as in our personal growth, especially when it comes to being willing and able to forgive oneself past mistakes. It's a hard thing to admit to oneself that we're in fact being harsher than we would ever be to anyone else. We tend not to allow ourselves to be able to make mistakes, and if we do, we never let ourselves live it down. Forgiveness is a concept I think we can all agree to understand, but even so, when I began my outline for this episode, I quickly realized it's not as simple as it seems. Forgiveness is actually a very complex concept that involves letting go of resentment, anger, and the desire for revenge towards someone who has wronged us. It's important to understand that forgiveness does not mean condoning or excusing harmful behavior, but rather freeing ourselves from the emotional burden of holding on to past grievances. Forgiveness can take various forms, including decisional forgiveness, when we make a conscious choice to release feelings of resentment and animosity toward the offender. Emotional forgiveness, which is processing and releasing negative emotions associated with the wrongdoing. Behavioral forgiveness, which is engaging in compassionate and constructive behaviors toward the offender. Forgiveness has been linked to numerous psychological and emotional benefits, including reduced stress and anxiety levels, improved mental and emotional well-being, enhanced physical health and immune function, better interpersonal relationships and communication, increased resilience and ability to cope with adversity. Now let's not get forgiveness confused with reconciliation. It's essential to differentiate between the two. While forgiveness is a personal and internal process, reconciliation involves restoring trust and repairing the relationship with the offender. Forgiveness is possible even if reconciliation is not, as it's ultimately about releasing ourselves from the burden of holding on to negative emotions and moving forward with greater peace and freedom. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I've always leaned into my relationships wholeheartedly. And because of this, it made it very easy for me to be hurt when my efforts weren't reciprocated. This used to be a dynamic about myself that I didn't like, probably around the same time that I believed being sensitive was a weakness, which I now know isn't the case. It does, however, beckon the need to get used to the process of offering forgiveness quickly and wholeheartedly. Not because I received reconciliation for the times I was hurt, but because when we're able to offer forgiveness quickly and wholeheartedly, we aren't required to take on the emotional burden of the situation. Instead, we acknowledge that what has been done is wrong and it hurt, but it hasn't changed us at our core, and we haven't allowed the ego to get involved, ultimately allowing us to stay in a high vibrational state of being no matter the circumstances, which as we know is a power like no other. It allows us to take nothing personal if or when someone wrongs us, intentionally or not. We're able to respond from a place of understanding and forgiveness. Both parties involved benefit from this, but it isn't done to make the wrongdoer feel better. Is to allow the victim to remain free from the guilt, the shame, and all the other emotions that come along with being hurt in such a way. Now we've explored forgiveness and the benefits and the freedom it can offer us in our outer world, but the topic that really piqued my interest, that really got deep in my mind this week, was the idea of turning the forgiveness inward. allowing ourselves to feel the love and compassion that we so willingly and easily offer literally anyone that comes to us in need of forgiveness, whether we can offer it to them or not. For those that don't follow the social media accounts, this will be news for you. But if you follow, you probably are very aware that I have an electric skateboard and it's my thing right now. Like, I actually can't stop finding excuses to ride it. That being said, I also live in a pretty big city that is not known to have the best drivers. I found out from my own experience that cars aren't looking for pedestrians using the bike lane. A few weeks ago, I was riding through the city as I do, in my own world, riding and looking for inspiration, when out of nowhere, this lady pulled right out in front of me, completely passing the stop sign she was supposed to stop at, while she was looking left because she was trying to turn right. Luckily, I'm an elite thrasher, so I was able to maneuver around the vehicle and escape with my life. Yeah. But once I was in a safe place and I could process what had happened, I was quite upset, and rightfully so. She hadn't even looked my way to see if people were coming, and had I not been watching out, I would have absolutely been hit. Fast forward to a few days ago, I was driving on the same street that this happened on, just on a different intersection. But I was making the same type of turn as the lady, and wouldn't you know it, I did the same thing she did. Pulled out, didn't look to the right once, and almost hit a man riding one of the rentable electric scooters. As soon as I saw the look on his face and realized what I had just did, I immediately and profusely apologized. He waved that he was fine and that it was okay, but once I made my turn and continued my drive, I couldn't get the look of his face out of my head. I began getting very angry with myself, telling myself that I know better, especially when I'm constantly using the bike lanes. I should never make such a mistake. Mind you, I am paraphrasing for the sake of time and relevance. But eventually, once I detached from the mind's drama and the guilt and the shame I was feeling for doing what I had done, I used the opportunity to offer myself compassion and forgiveness. The first step in self-forgiveness is acknowledging and accepting responsibility for our actions, choices, and behaviors that may have caused harm or regret. And we should avoid blaming external factors or circumstances for our mistakes, and instead take ownership of our role in the situation. Self-compassion is essential in the process of self-forgiveness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding and empathy that you would offer a friend or loved one facing a similar situation. Recognize that making mistakes and experiencing failures is a natural part of the human experience, and that we are worthy of forgiveness and redemption despite our imperfections. Guilt and shame are often barriers to self-forgiveness, as they keep us stuck in a negative self-judgment and self-condemnation. We should be mindful and aware and challenge the irrational beliefs and negative self-talk that contribute to the feelings of guilt and shame. Engage in forgiveness affirmations and mantras to reinforce positive self-beliefs and cultivate a sense of self-worth and self-acceptance. Every mistake and failure is an opportunity for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on past regrets, focus on extracting valuable lessons and insights from the experience. Reflect on the circumstances that led to the mistake. Identify any pattern or triggers and brainstorm strategies for preventing similar situations in the future. Embrace a growth mindset that views setbacks and challenges as opportunities for personal development and self-improvement. If our actions have caused harm to others, it's important to take proactive steps to make amends and seek reconciliation, if appropriate. Apologize sincerely and take accountability for our behavior, expressing remorse and genuine desire to repair the damage done. Be open to feedback and actively listen to the perspectives of the feelings of those we have hurt, demonstrating empathy and willingness to understand their experience. Lastly, let go of unrealistic expectations of perfection and accept that we are flawed and imperfect beings. Embrace self-compassion and self-acceptance as antidotes for perfectionism, recognizing that our worth is not contingent on the achievements of our success. Cultivate a mindset of progress over perfection, celebrating small victories and incremental improvements along the journey of self-forgiveness and personal growth. In my story about my driving experience, I couldn't place blame on anyone except for me and my lack of awareness. I was so focused on my final destination and the other vehicles that the bike lane wasn't even a thought until it was too late. So I had to acknowledge that as the person operating the vehicle, the responsibility was on me to stop sooner and be cautious and aware of pedestrians using the bike lane, just as I had hoped the lady would have done for me a few weeks back. I acknowledged the error in my ways immediately when I stopped and apologized. But after acknowledging my mistake is where I went wrong. I went wrong when I got overly angry with myself and when I took up a tone and an attitude that I would never use towards anyone else, especially not for stopping too far past the stop sign. But when I was able to reframe the tone and perspective I had on the situation, I was able to offer myself kindness, understanding, and empathy that I would offer my friends and family, which allowed me to take a step back and be compassionate and say, yes, I made a mistake, but no one died, and I will be able to make sure that I don't make the same mistake again. Self-compassion isn't a destination that we arrive at. Rather, it's a journey we embark on for life. It's a process of continuous growth, self-discovery, and evolution. As we navigate the complexities of our inner world and the external reality, embracing self-compassion means embracing our humanity, the imperfect, messy, and beautiful aspects of our life and others. It's about recognizing that we are worthy of love and acceptance, just as we are, flaws and all. On this journey, we encounter moments of joy, sorrow, success and failure, love and loss. Through it all, self-compassion serves as our guiding light, illuminating the path with kindness, understanding, and grace. It reminds us to treat ourselves with the same warmth and compassion we would offer to a dear friend facing similar challenges. As we embrace self-compassion, we become agents of healing and transformation in our own lives and the lives of others. We ripple waves of kindness and empathy, creating a more compassionate world one act of self-love at a time. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for releasing the heavy burden of guilt and shame that weighs us down. It's not about condoning or excusing actions that caused harm, but rather about freeing ourselves from the emotional prison of resentment and bitterness. When we forgive ourselves, we let go of the need for perfection and embrace our inherent worthiness as flawed and imperfect beings. We recognize that making mistakes is part of being human and that we are deserving of compassion, understanding, and redemption. Forgiveness allows us to reclaim our power and agency, breaking free from the chains of self-condemnation and self-punishment. It opens the door to healing and transformation, allowing us to move forward with grace and resilience. By practicing self-forgiveness, we create space for growth, self-discovery, and personal evolution. We learn from our mistakes, cultivate self-compassion, and embrace the fullness of our humanity with open hearts and open minds. Cultivating a forgiving heart is a transformative journey that liberates us from the heavy burden of resentment and pain. It's a process of letting go of the stories that bind us to the past and embrace the freedom that comes with forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about condoning or excusing the actions of others. It's about releasing ourselves from the emotional prison of anger, bitterness, and resentment. It's a gift we give ourselves, a pathway to inner peace, healing, and liberation. When we hold on to grudges and grievances, we imprison ourselves in a cycle of suffering and negativity. We carry the weight of the past wounds like a heavy burden, draining our energy and dimming our light. But when we choose to forgive, we break free from this cycle and open ourselves to a world of possibility and growth. Forgiveness is an act of courage and strength, requiring us to confront our pain and embrace our vulnerability. It's a journey of self-discovery and self-compassion, no longer defined by the wounds of the past, but by the resilience and the grace with which we rise above them. We create space for healing and transformation, allowing love and compassion to flow freely in our hearts. Forgiveness is a sacred practice that nourishes our souls and uplifts our spirit. It's a choice we make each day to let go of the past and embrace the present with an open heart and renewed sense of purpose. And in doing so, we discover the true essence of forgiveness, the ultimate act of self-love and liberation. Thank you all so much for listening. This has been episode 12, where we talked about the power of forgiveness. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.